Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Joanne Lowry, and I had originally signed up to win a mixer, and you all were billing me like $59 and something, and I messaged back that I did not want to sign up, that I was just entering to see about winning the mixer. So anyway, you all had responded saying that you would credit my account $54.85 and that you would credit me that and you would charge $5 for setting up the account. Well, I just got on my checking account from the bank, and first of all, that has not been credited. And the second thing is that you all are charging me $39.99 for another month of it when I plainly ask you to cancel my subscription.
All right, let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
40356.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Joanne Lowry, L-O-W-E-R-Y.
1 second.
I'm sorry?
I said 1 second.
Okay.
And the number you're calling from, is this the number that you signed up with?
Yes.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
311 Longview Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I do see where you did cancel, where you tried to take a survey to win the mixer. Is that correct?
Right, that's correct.
All right, and then you said that someone told you that you were supposed to get a refund minus $5?
Right, I have an email that told me that.
They told you that in an email?
Yes. It says, thank you for contacting our customer care. I'm very sorry that you were unhappy with our product, or if you do not agree with the terms and conditions. You are most likely referred over to us through third parties. I am more than happy to issue a refund to you. However, please know that due to the nature and cost associated with setting up each account, you will incur a setup fee of $5. The total amount being refunded to you will effectively be $54.85. This partial refund will be released immediately by us to your credit card on file. So that was back on April the 19th.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I have to apologize for that. I do see it's canceled, but I do not see where that refund was.
No, it wasn't credited to my account. And like I said, they've got it pending to take out another $39.99.
You said $39.99?
Let me pull up the account again and all. Yes, $39.99.
Okay, that's not showing here.
Perfect Life Fit.
No, if we were going to bill you, it would be for $59, not $39.
Ma'am, it's showing on my account with the University of Kentucky Credit Union, and it says it's pending for $39.99 on May 10th. And it says Perfect Life Fit, and it's got a bunch of numbers after that. So, yes, they are taking it out.
Okay. Well, I do apologize for that. That's not showing here, ma'am. Is there a number showing by that?
What do you mean, a number?
By the charge that you're saying that's pending?
It says 5815020830 0510121830, and then several zeros.
No,
581.
I'm trying the phone number, ma'am.
That's all it shows me is that. And under details, it just says perfect life fit, and it repeats that number.
Oh, okay. I do apologize for that. Yeah, that one you'll have to handle with your card holder.
I'm sorry?
I said that one, if it's not showing a phone number, you'll probably have to handle it with your card holder. We don't have a charge for $39.99.
Okay. Well, it's pending, so would you have the charge yet?
No, ma'am. If we were going to bill you, it would be for $59.89, not $39.99.
So it says that it's pending and it has your all's information. I don't want to put a stop payment because they will charge me to do that. So what's going on with the $54 refund?
Yes. Now, being that you've just read this information to me in the email, I mean, I have no choice but to honor that. But now I can handle that for you, but not the $39. Give me 1 second, okay?
All right.
One moment. Let me get this notated on the account for you.
Okay.
Check your email for me and see if you have the refund.
Okay, let me get back into my email. Well,
ma'am.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said something.
No, I was trying to get the stuff to come up. No, I have not received an email from you all.
All right, well,
let me see if maybe it came in junk or something.
Oh, okay.
No, I have not received that.
All right, we'll just give it some time. You'll receive it. Allow it 3 to 5 business days to go back on your Visa card.
All right, then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right.
Thank you.